And now, for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to Mental Health Moments Day, and I'm here to give testimony to how a series of events would have caused me to have a good major meltdown, a bad major meltdown, and didn't, thanks to good therapy and some anti-anxiety breathing, as well as an ability to reason things out. Hi, I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, high-value woman. This is my podcast, Thrive, and that's what I'm here to coach you on today, figuring things out. Helps with anxiety. It all began with a simple request to have my internet devices moved from my office to the area in my house the builder installed for internet connections, which is in a closet in my laundry room. First, the tech left unused cables all over my floor. Next, he unplugged the Ethernet cable that went to their router, which was my security router, and now I had no alarm system. He got it all downstairs. He tucked it in the wall, but nothing was really working well. Enter, next tech. He takes the wall cover off and gets permission to plug the security router into their equipment, which I already knew was okay to do. And he left my house with the wall cover dangling by one screw. I couldn't close my laundry room, closet, office, whatever, door. And then he told me that he tied the cables together to keep them secure. He left. And in a matter of minutes, everything fell out of the wall. Enter the male friend who puts a small table in the closet, puts all the equipment back on the table, attaches the wall cover to the wall, and bam, I have no internet. Now, this is all coming at the end of the day when I couldn't get my printer to work, where my monitor was all screwed up, and when I was making dinner, I broke an egg on the floor. So I was like in a kind of crazy mood already. I called the provider back and had another appointment given to me. The alarm company wanted to charge me $60 to come out and plug their darn router back in. I said no, and I went to bed. I had no internet, no email, no alarm, no ability to see the weather, no music. Well, I could see the weather out the window. No TV, and no way to use my check-in service. I didn't freak out because I was able to remind myself it will be fixed. Everything will work again. I mean, I could have used a hotspot, but I kept myself busy till the tech came. 6 months ago, I would have had a panic attack because this was all too much for me. But that day, I was the poster child for therapy and good practices. I'm so glad about that and happy it all got fixed. There's always a way. Again, I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, high-value woman. This is my podcast, Thrive. Thank you so much for listening, and that is a wrap.